A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya here in Washington, where we're broadcasting from home this Monday, October the 5th, 2020, because of COVID-19 or the coronavirus. Currently, the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe says there are 7,888 active positive COVID-19 cases in the country, with 6,359 recoveries and 228 deaths.
Yes, it seems as if worldwide, Johns Hopkins University reports that there are over 35 million people, with COVID-19. And out of these people, over a million have actually died. In USA, the same hospital reports that there are over 7.4 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And 209,734 have actually died. And Marvelous, top of the show, we've got this issue of by-elections. We know that Vice President Constantino Chiwenga on Friday issued a statutory instrument actually cancelling by-elections that were supposed to be conducted in December. But now it seems as if they're not going to be conducted because he says there are fears of COVID-19. So ke zulukanda balinjana pelikona emhlabeni onke jikelele salamukela kuhlelo live talk. So namhlanje siyabona ukuthi eZimbabwe so befika phose abantu inkulungwane ngalombili 7,888 abane COVID-19, kutabe dlula 6,000 sebasila, 228 sebabhubha. Kuthi ke abe dlula 35 million emhlabeni wonke sebabanjwa COVID-19. So umkhuhlane lo uhlasele Marvelous.
Aiwaku nawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidzai. Ndiri kuno kuWashington DC, nhasi musi wemuvhuro, October 5, 2020, apo tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa pamusoro pedambudziko rechirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano munyika rinozivisa iro kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 7,888 vemuZimbabwe vabatwa necovid-19. Kozoyawo nawo yakanaka iri kubuda yekuti iyo pane vanhu vabatwa necovid-19 pane vanhu 6,359 vabatwa necovid-19 vakakwanisa kukunda chirwere ichi. Tozotarisa vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Pari zvino vari pa228 ndozvekutaurwa nebazi rezveutano. Tichitarisa zvakare pasi rose, tinoona kuti imo muno muAmerica nyaya huru iripo ndeyekuti mutungamiri weAmerica vaDonald Trump nemudzimai wavo vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwawo nedenda irori recovid-19. Asi pasi rose tinotarisa kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 35 million vabatwa necovid-19 uyezve 1 million yevanhu ava vawanikwa vachishaya. Muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 7.4 million vabatwa necovid-19, 209,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndozvimwe zvatitange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo. Titarisa zvakare nyaya yezvematongerwo enyika iri kuitika muZimbabwe. Pari zvino apo takaona mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga vachizivisa ivo kuti pachambomiswa nyaya yemaby-election, vachiti ivo vari kumisa izvi pamusoro pedambudziko rechirwere checovid-19 kuti chirwere ichi chisawanikwe chichipararira munyika. Saka ndozvimwe zvatitange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tiine vanyarikani vanobva kumapato akasiyana uyezve nemamwewo watingativai masangano akasiyana-siyana. Tinzwe kuti izvi zvinorevei pari zvino, Gibbs?
Yes, our first guest, Marvelous, is Mr. Ngubane Sithole. He is a human rights lawyer based in Bulawayo. Bulawayo is Zimbabwe's second largest city. Mr. Sithole, welcome to the program. Yeah, thank you so much. So tell us, what are your thoughts about, you know, this cancellation or suspension of by-elections?
Look, my mindset into the cancellation is that it is really hurtful to our constitution, and it is robbing the people of Zimbabwe the opportunity to elect persons that are going to represent them in parliament. And the main effect of it is that the existing status quo in 2026 perpetuates that status quo. It's not helping for the citizens to do anything about. But that is my position.
So now, looking at exactly the legal implications of this kind of statutory instrument actually published by the Minister of Health, how legally constituted is it in terms of, you know, the laws of Zimbabwe?
The situation is very clear on how election is going to be conducted in Zimbabwe. One of the critical things that one has to take into consideration is the possibility of what is taking place now. If you look, if you go around the Tawari argument, if you go to the place where most of the people are going in Zimbabwe, where they're getting water, you know, you really cannot believe that they are COVID. So for us to then say, today that it is the real COVID that is making Zimbabwe not to go for it and to buy anything, it's rather a picture. Because in all fairness, there are regulations that have been put in place, and for us, if you look at the statistics, it's working very well. We are not talking about the national elections here, we are talking about constituencies. And as long as the parliament is paralyzed in the manner in which it is done now, it is definitely going to affect the economy, it is definitely going to affect the operations in parliament. The effects of this are really good.
So I think he was cut off while he was explaining exactly what all this means. So let's try to call him again so that he can actually say exactly what you are saying. Marvelous. It's unfortunate that our line just got cut off. So we are trying to contact Mr. Ngobani Stole. He's a human rights lawyer based in Bulawayo. So all what he was saying is that it seems as if this is not a way of going about elections in Zimbabwe. So he believes that the government may have broken the law. So you are saying that, at the end of the day, this is not constitutional. Can we say that?
Yes, definitely. It's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
It's a unilateral decision that is being perpetuated by the vice president. Look, that decision must come from Parliament. And surely, several individuals must be involved. It's not a matter of decision. And it might perpetuate a certain position, which affects the country at large.
Marvelous, do you have a question for him?
Mm-hmm. So what is the way forward? What can the different parties actually appeal this? What's the current position now?
I think the political party can proceed to court and have this decision reviewed. It is irrational. I don't think there is any basis upon which it can stand in all fairness. It's a decision that
ngathi ngesindebele ubona ngazani lapha kwephulwe umthetho yini ba
ongenzakalayo lapha kuyenyanyeka kakhulu izimbabwe isesibuyele emuva ngendlela kubanjwa ngayo i-constitution yethu njalo sesinanzelela ukuthi isezinye esezenzakala ukuthi yona i-constitution ingayisalandelwa abantu sebesenza ama-decision ezenzela bebodwa okudanisayo ukuthi yona iParliament yethu sesikhuluma nje namhlanje sikhuluma kwiintetoko ayisebenzi kuhle ngoba nama-representatives athunywa khona ngale ayasengaxotshe angaxotshanga kunabamiselwayo ngakho-ke abantu abanama-constituencies yona lawo angela ama-representatives bazahamba ukuya phambili bazasebenza njani.
Ye, so-ke wena nxa ubona kuyiwa phambili kumele abantu benzeni ngesinqumo lesi kumbe kithi umthetho lowo wethulwe luhlangothi lwezempilakahle kumele kukwenziweni kuzulu
abantu babanye ntantombe into esiyaziyo namhlanje ukuthi siyakwanisa ukuhamba siyakwanisa ukusebenza into esiyiseliweyo ukuthi sisebenzisele social distancing phakamamara angithi kade kuhluphayo ukuthi nxa sisebenze ama-elections kwezonto njalo kuyini angithi kulamanye ama-decisions aseyenziwe kuhamba sisiyathatha amanzi ungasingathatha ukuthatha khona amanzi yasona sikuphele kuzihlungane nase sithatha khona amabhasi njani lutsheleshekeli bathangani kodwa ukusalahlekileyo nxa sokusenza ama-elections
wena umcabangele ukuthi kungabe kuyini noma umcabanga wakho?
Mina umcabanga wami ukuthi kubeleyona i-panelenti yethu njengokubona nje sokwangamadlwane yikho futhi kuzekwenzakala kuwethu ku-2023 yadanisa.
Yeah, right. Briefly, can you tell us the reason why you think that the government is actually cancelling these by-elections?
My sense is that what is happening today in Zimbabwe is not by accident, it is by design. And the only person who can effectuate the status quo in the minute in which it is happening now is the one that has made a decision. And in this decision, unilaterally meant is that surely should not stand because it is a threat to our own democracy. And I'm going to say, if we are not going to be fully represented in parliament, then what are we doing in that other car? How are our constituents going to perform? Who is going to be responsible and answerable for shortcomings in constituency? Those people are not there. So there is an lacuna here going forward. And surely it's an affront to our constitutional law.
Marvelous, I think you can translate and show us.
Aiwapo, tirikunzwa nyanzvi vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekumiswa kwakaitwa nyaya yemabyelections munyika, vachitaura ivo kuti izvi zvinenge zvisiri pamutemo nekuti kumiswa uku kwemabyelections kunoreva kuti pachazoshayikwa nhengo dzichamirira vatingatirai mapato akasiyana-siyana muparamende, zvinoreva kuti hurumende haizokwanisa kuwana vanhu vanenge vachiibvunza kana kuti vachida kuona kuti iri kushanda sei. Saka ndozvavari kutaura izvozvo panyanzvi yedu vachitaura ivo kuti zvavari kuona zviri kuitika izvi zvinobatsira bato riri kutonga pari zvino nekuti hapana anenge achikwanisa kuvabvunza kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei kana pasina vanenge vakamirira mamwe mapato muparamende.
So Mr. Stole, if some people have to take the matter to court, you know, this is a national issue, and so how can they do it?
Look, I think this decision that we review, surely there are other means that the government can act on so that these by elections can proceed. I don't think COVID in this way can be the reason why these by elections can be stopped. I strongly believe that that decision is irrational and it cannot stand a proper safety.
Have you been approached by anybody who wants to take the matter to court?
Not at all.
Marvelous.
Apo tiri kunzwa nyanzvi vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino hapana vati vaenda vachinotaura navo vachida kuti vawanikwe ivo vachikwidza nyaya iyi yekumatare. Vachiti ivo pari zvino zviri kuitika izvi hazvisi pamutemo zvichienderana nebumbiro remunyika constitution pari zvino.
Yes, Mr. Stole had requested that we should be with him for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I think our 10 minutes is almost up, is now up. So, Mr. Stole, your last word before you leave.
Sorry?
Your last word before, leaving.
Look, I think going forward, my biggest concern is that we've got a very young constitution that has been brought into force, and I think the document is valuable, and this is showing we have got a duty to make the point that this constitution functions properly. And we have to, break our feet and, try by all means to frustrate it politically. We have got a negative impact on our constitution and even our democracy. We should be the champion.
Yes, so ngesindebele so ubona ngazane idemokrasi yezimbabwe ingabe isivoqwa yini nakhonokho okwenzakalayo.
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi singathi the-constitution enza okwamagama sesimbulaza angokwena i-constitution enzisemfuthile sinanzelele sinhlanzise ibambe ngendlela enhle ngoba iyagaza yona wayo.
Mr. Stole, thank you so much for your time. We wish you can have a very good day.
Thank you.
Baba Ise.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Marvelous. That is our mind, and that is Mr. Novan Stole. He is in Bulawayo. So he was giving us his take on, you know, what is going on in terms of these by-elections. And there's got a conviction that, you know, the matter can be taken to court and it can be reviewed in court.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kunyanzvi vasitole vekubulawayo vanga vari kutaurawo ivo vachipa pfungwa dzavo pamusoro penyaya yekumiswa kwemabyelections. Vasitole vaenderera mberi vachiti ivo zvinogona kuti vemapato anopikisa vanogona kutora nyaya iyi vachiiturika kumatare kuti vaone nekuti zviri kuitika izvi hazvisi kuwanikwa izvo zvichikurudzira utongi hwejeshetere kana kuti zvichikurudzira zviri kuitika zvinotaurwa izvo mubumbiro remutemo reconstitution. Saka vasitole ndo zvavanga vari kutaura vachiti semaonero avo zviri kuitwa izvo kubvisa mabyelections kana kumbohamisa pari zvino zviri kutyora bumbiro remutemo. Kunyange hazvo zviri kunzi mabyelections aya ari kumbomiswa pamusoro pedenda recovid-19.
So we're trying to get hold of some of our guests, and they include Mr. Busane Mbuso Mtini. He is a political commentator based in USA. We're also trying to get some MTC activists and ZANU-PF followers. So now we hope that we're going to get them shortly. But in the meantime, we know that teachers are actually boycotting work. And they've actually issued a statement indicating that, you know, they're not returning to work until further notice. According to Mr. Sifiso Ndlovu, who is the Zimbabwe Teachers Association chief executive, they've actually talked a lot with the government officials, and the indications are that, you know, the government is saying they're going to take their matter to cabinet level, but we're not quite sure whether anything is going to come out of all that. So I think I've got a statement from Sifiso Ndlovu. Let me just check it out and see if I can read it, because it appears as if it's a statement that is indicating that some state officials were actually willing to discuss the issue of teachers' grievances with them. So now, according to this notice that was sent to us by Sifiso Ndlovu, he says that a meeting with the ministers of public service, labor and social welfare, and primary and secondary education, that is Professor Paul Mavima and Honorable Ambassador Ken Kinyiniche Matema, who were also in the company of chief directors of their respective ministries. So in short, he says that it turned out to be a consultative forum, which ministers and their officials said they will take it up to the government, that is to cabinet, where they will present what the unions were saying. So he's saying actually these demands that are being met by teachers are going to be looked at by the government. So it seems as if there's something that is moving here, Marvelous. But the problem here is that according to the Teachers Association, there's nothing that indicates that the government is going to adjust their salaries. So then Sifiso Ndlovu further says they want their salaries to be restored to the October level, that is October 2018, that each teacher should be given $520 a month. They are saying that the bond notes or the bond currency is not money that you can use. It's just far beyond what people can use on a daily basis. And then they also want the rationalization of salary distortions created by what they call piecemeal and discriminatory awards to the employees. So it seems as if they are demanding a lot. And therefore, without anything coming out of the meeting, he still maintains that teachers are still incapacitated.
This comes at the time where the world is actually commemorating today, World Teachers' Day.
Yes.
And we saw that Atuz in Gweru, they actually had a peaceful demonstration also talking about some of their grievances that they are experiencing as teachers. And we saw they were also getting, they were in a workshop where they were being taught about COVID-19 and what, you know, impact that will have on the opening of schools. But this, like I said, comes when the world, including Zimbabwe, are commemorating World Teachers Day, but with a lot of teachers actually saying, like you said, that, you know, their salaries are really, they cannot manage to live on them at the moment. Takazvara nasi izvare vadzidzisi rinonziro World Teachers Day. Tichiona izvo kuti vadzidzisi vemunyika pari zvino vari kuti iwa vasikufara nemari nemihoro yavari kutambira. Vachitaurawo pazuva iro pasi rose vari kurangarira zuva irori revarairidzi. Panguva iyi zvakare tinoona kuti sangano reAtuzi ranga riri pamusangano nemamwewo masangano kuGweru, uko vataura ivo kuti vanga vasiri kufara nezviri kuitika panyaya yemihoro iri kupiwa vadzidzisi. Taona zvakare vachiratidzira murunyararo ikoko kuGweru, vachiimba vachiratidza ivo kuti havasi kufara nemari yavari kubhadharwa yemabhondi, vachiti ivo dai hurumende yakwanisa kuwanikwa iyo ichivakwanisa kuvatambirisawo mari nemari yekunze yemaUS dollars. Saka ndo zvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika muzuva ranhasi rinova iro zuva revadzidzisi, apo vadzidzisi munyika vari kuchema chema vachiti mihoro yavari kuwana ishoma, uyezve dambudziko recovid-19 iri tichiona kuvhurwa kwakaitwa zvikoro kune dzimwe nzvimbo richakatarisana navo, nekuti muzvikoro zvakawanda hamuna zvikwanisiro.
Yes, now marvelous. We've got Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini. He is an independent political commentator. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Hello, Dr. Dube.
Marvelous.
Marvelous.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Yes, give us your take on the suspension of by-elections.
I think it is a travesty that elections are suspended under the cover of COVID-19. I think elections really cannot be cancelled just because of the pandemic. In the US, clearly we're going to have elections in November. And also, if you look around Zimbabwe, everything is okay now. There are more people gathering elsewhere more than people normally gather during the elections. And I think all this brings to question the role of ZEC and its independence. The pronouncement that was issued by the Minister of Health, the VP, I do not think it was legal or was it even right. I think ZEC should have been consulted. And ZEC should have, approached the courts to say, it's been 90 days since people were suspended or pulled out of parliament and other local authorities. Our procedures or per the law, per the constitution, 90 days after the vacancies, elections should be conducted. So I think, this is more COVID-19 versus democracy. I think our democracy is really under threat by the few. And it's obvious, I think there's a few that tend to benefit from what's happening. And of course, we know there's only one party that seems to be on the receiving end, which is the MTC Alliance, which was hoping to capture those seats back through the by-elections. But obviously, for any MP or any legislature that was voted by the people, they cannot be replaced any other way. There has to be elections. So the question is, if parliament is not fully represented by all these other MPs that were suspended, should the parliament be suspended altogether? Because it is not fully staffed. A lot of things are going to happen whilst the opposing voices in parliament are not there to represent the people.
Yes, Marvelous, do you have a question for him?
I think regandimbo translator yapo tine munyarikani vachangobva kusvika vantini vari kutaurawo pamusoro penyaya yekumiswa kwamboitwa mabyelections, vachiti ivo semaonero avo zviri kuitika izvi zvinowanikwa izvo zvichinakira bato riri kutonga pari zvino, uyezve zvinoshatira vamwe vemapato vakadai savana MDC Alliance, avo takaona munguva yapfuura vachiwanikwa ivo vamwe vadare vavo vachimbomiswa kuti vapinde muparamende. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakadai hazvisi hazvienderane nebumbiro renyika, uyezve vari kuti iyo dai zvaikwanisika patowanikwa ivo sangano rakaita sezeki rakawanikwa iro richiendesa bazi iro rehutano kumatare kuti zvavari kuita hazvienderane nebasa ravari kuita munyika, nekuti zvinhu zvesarudzo zvinenge zvakanyanyonangana nesangano rezeki. Saka zeki ndo inofanira kunge dai yakanga iriyo yakawanikwa ichitaura izvi. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti imomuno muamerica, sekutaura kwatiri kuita pari zvino, America yakatarisana nesarudzo muna November tichaona vaDonald Trump vachitatsurana navaJoe Biden, uyezve kunyangwe kuine COVID-19 iko kuno kuAmerica, asi sarudzo dziri kuenderera mberi. Saka vantini vari kuti ivo nyaya iri kutaurwa iyi kuti sarudzo dzambomiswa nenyaya yeCOVID-19 havasi kubvumirana nazvo. Vari kuti kunyangwe kuine COVID-19 munyika yeZimbabwe zvinhu zvakawanda zvawanikwa izvo zvichivhurwa. Tinoona vanhu vachiungana kumachechi kutaura kwavari kuita nekune zvimwewo zvekuti dai paikwanisika mabielections aya aramba achienderera mberi, kuitira kuti tisazowane vamwe vanhu vachitora mukana uye wekuti vaite udzvinyiriri panyaya dzakadai. Gibbs.
Ye, baba Ntini, uvona ngani kuinokwenze ukuti kumiswe kuketelwa mabielections?
Mina vadube ngokubona kwami anginashuki ukuthi bela ma-election amisiwe yini. Mina ngiyesabela ukuthi khona khona izek izaqhubeka engwe mid-November bazathi hhayi ama-election are going as expected. Angikwazi ukuthi ama-opposition parties ikakhulu MDC Alliance have they taken any steps to approach ama-court over the suspension of ama-elections. Ama-by-elections. Ngoba I think there is a chance ukuthi kuzayenzala ukuthi nge-last minute ama-election eze eqhubekele phambili. Engxa sikhuluma kunje, i-Ministry of Health ithi ama-elections are suspended indefinitely. But internally within iZANU, they are campaigning. They are moving forward with the campaign for ama-by-election. Mm-hmm. And also, abanye bathi kungathiwa kukhona okukhona phakathi kwezanu le-MDC kamakhube. Kwazivani ukuthi bona bobabili kukhulunywane ngendaba yama-by-election. So I think kuzamele ukuthi i-MDC Alliance or any peace-loving or democratic-loving Zimbabwean sifake indlela zethu phansi emhlabathini silalele konke okwenzakalayo. Within the next week or two, kwazakala ukuthi that we know okunqinda amazwi. Ngoba bengaphonga ukuthutsha nje bethi hayi ama-election ayaqhubeka. Will the MDC Alliance have enough time to prepare for ama-election? I think kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi iqiniso liphumele phambili. Hopefully izekhi layo nxa ivele independent, they should respond to statutory instrument that was issued by the Minister of Health to say, actually, that doesn't go well with our procedures, that doesn't go well with our mandate as a level constitution. Thina njenge independent organ sizek will follow the constitution. Ama election azakwenzakala ngo December 5 njengoba besikhulumile phambili.
Yeah, so now when we look at democracy generally, we know that it works well when there are free and fair elections. But in this case, when elections are suspended, and this includes, I guess, by-elections, what's the impact of this on democratization of a state?
Oh, definitely. I think the playing field is not level as we speak right now. It wasn't level prior to this. We have to look back, why did we end up with all these vacancies in the first place? Mm-hmm. So I think the field is not even. There are certain parties that appear to be fighting to eliminate one party. In this case, ZANU and MDC Kube, whether directly or indirectly, they both seem to be working together. Mm-hmm. To disadvantage MDC Alliance, because MDC Alliance, the only the only remedy they have to be able to capture back those seats is through the by-elections. So if that is taken away, Democrats is definitely impacted. We don't know how long Parliament can move on without full representation of all the MPs in Parliament. We don't know what's going to happen with the local authorities if one party is not represented. A lot of decisions will be made that would not go well with the majority of Zimbabweans. And also this plays to the fear of one party state. It also plays to the fear of, you know, a lot of people are talking that ZANU and MDC Kupe, they are planning to form a government of national unity in order to sanitize the 2018 elections. So some people, you know, I'm one of them that is suspecting that this could be the agenda here. At the end of the day, if Parliament, ZANU has the majority and Parliament is in session, they'll continue making decisions. Some people are saying they may bring up the issue of increasing the age limit for someone to be a president. So if this is tabled in Parliament, and MDC Alliance is not there, there's a chance that it will pass. Only Chamisa, it will impact every young Zimbabwean in the future. I think people should be careful. This is not about Chamisa. This is not about MDC Alliance. This is about our democracy. This is about Zimbabwe, the only country that we have. I think every peace-loving and democratic individual in Zimbabwe should be alarmed about what's happening at home.
Aiwapo, tiri kunzwa vanthini vari kutaura ivo vachiti semaonero avo zviri kuitika izvi zvinowanikwa izvo zvichinakira bato reZANU PF, nekuti vari kuti semaonero avo pari zvino zviri kunakira ZANU PF neMDCT yamuzvare Toko ZANU Kupe, nekuti vari kuti pari zvino nenyaya yekuti mabyelections ambomiswa, zvinoreva kuti vadare vari muparamende pari zvino vakawanda ndeveZANU PF, uyezve izvi zvinonakira kuti kana vachida kuti vazodzika mimwe mitemo yekuitira kuti mutungamiri wenyika, makore emutungamiri wenyika awedzerwe, kuti mutungamiri wenyika anofanira kunge ane makore mangani kuti arambe ari pachigaro. Kana pasina vamwe vanhu vemapati vanopikisa muparamende, izvi zvinogona kubva zvangowanikwa zvichipasa zvichienda, nekuti panenge paine bato reZANU PF badzi. Uyezve ivo vantini vari kuti semaonero avo nyaya iri kuda kunge ichiitika ndeyekuti pave nemubatanidzwa pakati peMDCT yamuzvare Toko ZANU Kupe neZANU PF. Ndo maonero avo vachiti ivo pamusoro penyaya iyoyo, izvi zvinozogona kuitira kuti mangwana bato rakadai seMDC Alliance yavachamisa vawanikwe ivo vasinawo mukana wokuti paite utongi hwejechetere kuti vanyatsozivawo kuti izwi ravo richinzwika. Ndo matauriro avari kuita.
We are now joined by ZANU PF North American chairperson, Mr. Regis Vusango. Mr. Vusango, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Brother Gibbs.
Now, tell us, it seems as if people are saying the suspension of these by-elections is designed for certain political machinations by ZANU PF, maybe to change the constitution and make sure that Chamisa does not contest the 2023 national elections. No, that is the presidential election. So now, tell us, this suspension, where is it going, you know, in terms of democracy and all these other things?
Yeah, basically, I think the ruling was that it's not coming from ZANU PF. There's a difference between ZANU PF and the government of Zimbabwe. Even though ZANU PF is the one that is made the government, but when the government is operating, they don't operate on the ZANU PF agenda. They operate on the using the constitution of the republic. So when the government or the courts, if they rule out that we postpone the by-election, that has got nothing to do with ZANU PF. And also, I think they stated the reasons why. why they are actually postponing those by-elections. And I think, as I look at it, I see that during that time of December, it's going to be holiday time. And as you know, the numbers of COVID are still skyrocketing all over the world. And when we are going to have a national thing happening, especially political parties going out and campaigning and all that, that might probably gonna rise the cases of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. And right now, the government is trying by all means to subsidize or to, they're trying to minimize the cases and of COVID-19 to skyrocket. So that's the reason why they are saying we are going to postpone and look at it and see how things will go. And then after that, there's a lot of things that have been postponed. Look at the MDCT, Coupe. Their congress has been postponed many times. So I don't know why is it when it comes to MDC Alliance, it's always like every time when the court rules against them or not in favor of them, they blame the ZANU-PF. And that should stop. That should stop. Whenever they win a court case to them, then they celebrate. Whenever the court case is postponed or the court is coming against them, they start saying they don't talk about the court anymore. They talk about ZANU-PF. So I think, you know what, if they don't want to listen to the law, and I heard that they said we are still going to go ahead and do the by-election. If they continue to do that and they are going against the government, I think, you know, in every country, if the government put rules and you go against those rules, definitely you meet your fate along the way. Now, so Chamisa need to be very careful.
We're talking to a lawyer, a human rights lawyer, who are saying all this is illegal, you know.
I think a lawyer, if that lawyer thinks that is illegal, and he represents MDC as a lawyer, he knows what to do, right? He shouldn't make it political. He can go and file to the court file for MDC to go ahead and do those violations.
In fact, this is an independent human rights lawyer. Not an MTC lawyer.
Well, you know, let me tell you something about these associations. I'll tell you about most of the doctors association, lawyers association, teachers association, all those associations in Zimbabwe. When they were formed way back when Robert Gabriel Mugabe, after winning around 1980s, when Mugabe gave these associations mandate to echo their sentiments, we were seeing that after 2000. All these associations, they are now being used by foreign governments to push the regime change. If you look at every association in our country, they never support the government. They never be on the side of the government. It's always always having squabbles. They always demanding, and most of them, they always end up saying human rights, human rights. And we've seen that, especially the Lawyers Association of Zimbabwe. There are people who are under 100% under the government of Zimbabwe. They actually wish if the government can be overthrown. So that's why, to me, I don't value those associations anymore, because they don't serve any purpose. All what they are there for is to degrade the government. That's why, to me, they have no use in our country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think, Marvelous, you can pose a question. You can talk to Dr. Mavaza. He's around as well. So pose a question, then I'll bring him on. Go ahead.
Dr. Mavaza, munoona sei nyaya yekumiswa kwema by elections. I think also ndigaitedze kuti bato vahlatshwa yo ve MDC Alliance.
Yes.
So that we can also hear from them on what action they are going to take as a party. So,
Mabaza, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mav. I think this is a very straightforward case. The reason why the by-elections were suspended in December is because of COVID. COVID has come back threefold in other countries, like here in England, and Spain, Italy. People have seen that when COVID comes for the second time, it becomes quite heavier than it was first time. So any by-election or any elections does not respect social distancing, and it becomes very dangerous for the country. Our health system is not strong to sustain a pandemic of this nature, and therefore the best way to sustain it is to avoid having the pandemic. So this is not a political decision. This is a health decision. That's why it has been suspended under the Health Act and not under the under the Public Health Act and not under the Electoral Commissions Act. And therefore, the suspension is an advice from the Ministry of Health to say we cannot continue with these things at the moment. Again, it is not that ZANU-PF is afraid of these elections. We are not. We ZANU-PF is facing a dilapidated, broken-down party, which is called MDC-A and MDC-T. Both of them are fighting they've got their hands busy on each other's throat. So they're not a threat to any success in any elections. But we are being fair. We are saying, look, these by-elections be postponed maybe to next year. Again, this is the time when MDC-A and MDC-T must actually be happy with these suspensions, because they've got time now to put the house in order before they face ZANU-PF in elections, probably in February or March. So this is actually a blessing in disguise to them. They must be thankful and not only whining and complaining just because there's a reason to complain.
So now there's some people who are saying that you are planning to change the constitution so that a person wishes to contest the presidential election is above 50, so which means out of this equation, the Chamisa will be out. Are you doing that?
That's a tired song. It has been said long back. The constitution is not going to be changed on the age of the president. The president's age has never been an issue. It was a statement said at a rally by Comrade Batemadanda that does not mean the constitution is going to be changed. The constitution is going to be changed in some other issues of the judges, how to choose judges, and some other issues are not electoral system. So that is not correct that the age is going to be pushed up in the new constitution. This is what the propaganda, the MDC, has been telling people, that the constitution is being changed to put aside Chamisa. Chamisa is no longer a threat to anybody. He can't even hold on his patch together. So some people are not afraid of Chamisa, and they cannot change the whole constitution for the sake of one person. And that is not correct.
So we're trying to get hold of some MTC activists. I think we've got Mr. Tachayo. So just hold on there, Mr. Mabaza. Let's see whether we can talk to one or two of these people in MTC. We tried to call Mr. Ostados Ziba, so I don't know whether Marvelous has got one person there. You just hold on. Let me try to bring this person here so that we can chat. Marvelous, who do we have now?
Tina Parishino, Tina Vatawanda Jokora, the MDC Alliance Regates, Viva Jokora, Mona say. Kumiswa kwa iti kwa anyae mabayelections parishino, se watu renyore MDC Alliance.
Asara tombo, nchukisi sakuti urumende acho iri kuita sei, nekuti musuwa wakataura na wachi wenga, sara tombo, taura kutu wachi wenga, awasiribo ZEC chairperson, doa akuno anaunza zvinhu maelections. Asi musuwa wakataura wachi wenga nyaya iyoyo, takafuma tichiona mangwana makuseni mifananidzo yevanhu vaifara vari mumanight club yemuHarare vasina mamask, vasina kana chii, pasina social distancing. Saka wobva watanga kufunga zvino kuti zviri kuitirwa nyaya yecovid here kana kuti vanhu vari kutotya kudyiwa kumaelections. Na tiri kuona kuti isu ZANU-PF yange yazviona kuti yaifungidzira kuti nezvavaiita zvese zvepasi pezvekupinda pasi pevhu vachida kunokwadza MDC. Vaifunga kuti panosvika muna December MDC inenge yaparara. Asi vari kutoona kuti MDC yakatosimba zvakanyanyisa. Saka tiri kuona kuti musangano weZANU-PF uri kutya kunodyiwa, kunozvambaradzwa kumaelections navachamisa.
Go ahead, Novelas. Another question on him.
Could Zania actually go in the Nambiri, Nikita, my primary elections? Saka uchanyatsonzwisisa kuti ai hurumende here iyoyo inoita zvinhu zvakadaro zvekuti kuruboshwe iri kuita zvimwe, kurudyi iri kuita zvimwe. Zvinobva zvakonfuza vanhu vakawanda. Saka tichamboona kuti zvakamira sei, asi isu semusangano tichangoramba tichigadzirira.
Okay, maybe in English, if I may just ask, as MDC Alliance, what's your take on the suspension of by-elections? Because we've, you know, had some experts here coming up to say that this threatens democracy in the country. But what's your position as the MDC Alliance?
Yes, indeed, it's a threat to democracy. It's not only a threat to MDC. I know some people will be saying MDC has been fixed, MDC that, Nelson Chamisa, President Nelson Chamisa this. But this now transcends President Nelson Chamisa. It goes beyond the part of the MDC. It now, this affects the whole of Zimbabwe. It's an attack on the freedoms and democracy of the people of Zimbabwe. And we should be coming together to condemn instances like this. If you look at how this announcement was made, it was made by a minister of health who has nothing to do with elections. He is not chairman of ZEC. And he makes such a big announcement that has serious consequences on the elections and freedoms of the people of Zimbabwe. And also one thing that we noted was that the day that they made that announcement, we saw in the morning that people are going to nightclubs, drinking beer, no social distancing, no being implemented. You will now wonder standards. What kind of a government announces one thing on the other side, and then on the other hand, they are allowing something else to happen? This is not right for the people of Zimbabwe. What we are seeing here is a government that realized that they thought they decimated the MDC Alliance, but they are seeing that the MDC Alliance is actually growing. Swelling in numbers. The support of President Chamisa is even gone over and above what we expected, even us, the people of the MDC. So we are seeing here a government that is now scared, that is running scared of elections that they thought they could win. They know that if they go to any election right now with the emotions of the people, they are going to be defeated, all systems out by the MDC Alliance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there very much. Gibbs, I don't know if you have a question for him before I let him go.
Yeah, let me cross over to Mr. Ntini. I think Mr. Ntini is a very neutral person.
Okay, I'll come back to you.
So Mr. Ntini,
thank you.
Hearing these gentlemen discussing this issue of the postponement of by-elections, what do you think is in their minds in terms of, you know, having a democratic state in Zimbabwe?
In my view, I think people are lying to each other here. You know, I heard the ZANU-PF North America representative saying there's a difference between ZANU and the government of Zimbabwe. Truly speaking, there's no difference. And also, I think I would love to be a fly to attend one of the ZANU-PF internal meetings and actually hear all the deliberations around the by-elections and the future of our country. On the other end, for MDC Alliance, I feel bad for them. Personally, I wouldn't want to be one of the leaders or even a full supporter of the party at this point, because sometimes I feel like they are reacting to what's happening. I think at this point, we should have seen a court challenge by now. You know, the Minister of Health came out, which personally, I believe what he announced was unconstitutional. I also believe it may not be legal, but I think we'll leave that to MDC Alliance to approach the courts. And also on the other hand, ZEC. If ZEC has a mandate for the elections and also is an independent organization, I think they should have came out by now and approached the courts to say, no, the elections will go forward. Because in my view, Zimbabwe is open for business. Everything is open. I would have appreciated if the government of Zimbabwe said, hey, due to COVID, the by-elections will move forward. However, we won't allow any rallies, physical rallies. That would have made more sense to me because obviously people are out and about. People are engaging out there. They are not even wearing masks for the most part. So, you know, to hide behind COVID-19, I think it's just wrong. It's totally deceiving. We know exactly what's happening. I'm not a member of ZANU. I've never been. I'm not a member of MDC. I've never been. I actually left Zimbabwe before I could register for any of the parties. But the truth of the matter is there is some lying going on, especially from the ruling party.
Yeah, 1 minute for no go to Ocho.
Mina ngombono wami ngibonanga lapha amandelele athi umuntu cha uchaya ni efihla umphini
uchaya njani efihla umphini?
Yes, uchaya nje ufihla umphini. Alikula manga amanye ngakhulunywa lapha. Ngiyafisa mina ukubani ngike ngingene komnye umhlangano wabantu bezano bekhuluma ngama by election bekhuluma nge future ye country ye Zimbabwe. Iqiniso ukuthi khona khona kulamanga akhulunywayo. I think abantu beZimbabwe sibonakala sizula ukuthi asibone okwenzakalayo. Okwenzakala lapha ukuthi obviously iZANU is taking advantage of the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Into yonke ivulekile. Hamba kathesi uye market, hamba kathesi uye kuma bus terminal. There are thousands and thousands of people lined up and not observing the COVID-19 protocol. So I'm a by-election. I need a letter more avant. Unga kanye lukufula kwa ma airport. So sifu mela avant ama vila ngapi, langapu tupe uye. COVID-19 ya fike Zimbabwe, hii importwe ivela kwa manya mazu. So now we are opening ama airports. Avant sewe ngena matanda. You recall the COVID. The COVID was imported by Zanians with a car. Most part of the car is more contained than the Ezagwe as the Bela Bayamas. When I was in the manga, I was in the manga, agenda in Pulu. So we had a one party state that is in 2021. So we had one party state, we had a unity government, and so part of the coupe, Lezano. Then by sanitizer ama 2018 elections.
Thank you so much, sir. So Dr. Mabaza, democracy here appears to be under siege. Do you agree with people saying that?
No, I can see people who are worried because they're just afraid. There is no democracy under siege. The Minister of Health can invoke the Health Act, the Public Health Act, for a matter to protect the public if it's a health issue. He raised it up and invoked it, which is constitutionally and very lawful. What has to be done now is, if MDCA and MDCT have got questions, because December is still very far, we've got the whole of November and this October coming, they can make an urgent application to challenge that. And then if they do that, then even ZEC has no power over the involvement of any sanction which is being put on the basis of health. And this is a public health. And the public health, the Minister of Health is actually saying he had moved around our hospitals. They are not equipped for the coronavirus. And therefore, we do not want to put more pressure. It's not only Zimbabwe. In England, they will tell you not to put pressure on the NHS because it's already suffering. And in other countries, they will tell you not to put pressure on public hospitals. So they are saying we can avoid pressure by avoiding these elections. Let me tell you one thing. There is nothing Zanu-PF is afraid of. MDC, as I've told you, is a broken up party at the moment. Number two, these elections which we are going to have are only to fill in the positions which are already covered by MDC, which means once that is done or not done, it doesn't benefit us. We have lost those elections before in 2018, and we are not expecting a miracle tomorrow.
The issue here is, as you heard from Mr. Mosontin, he says, you know, everything is open for business in Zimbabwe, except for elections, which means he says, you know, there's something cooking here.
No, there is a problem. Before I come to that, let me answer what Mr. Jogora had said. If you see people breaking the rules in the pubs, jumping up and down, and in a country where the law is very clear that you must put on your mask in a public place, you must put a face mask, you must keep the distance. If people break the law, that does not mean that the government must break the law too. The government cannot follow what people are doing. The government can do what is best for the people. And again, when the business is open, and we are inviting business people to come into Zimbabwe, they don't come and queue up in our villages. They don't queue up in schools for elections. The election period and a visitor for business, these two are different. The areas they go to are different, and they don't congest each other as in a case of elections. So therefore, comparing the two together, it's really a short sight which needs to be treated thoroughly. There is no comparison between a businessman coming to Zimbabwe and the public queuing in for elections starting at 6 in the morning. So I think it was a good idea to suspend the elections. They have not been cancelled forever. Suspended from the 5th. And as I have said, MDC has no chance in these elections. This was the time for ZANU-PF to win if we had gone ahead with them. But if we should, we will see that we will win. But MDC has gone to them. They are fighting each other. They are attacking Wonzora. They are attacking Kupe. They are attacking Chamisa. They are attacking each other. The youth have taken over their offices. They have been fighting for the offices. They cannot run an election at the moment. So it is actually their best in the
Why are you cherry picking the youth? Your response, we didn't only talk about the business people. We have people that are caught, the voters are open. People are crossing from any other country coming to Zimbabwe. They are engaging with the public. Churches are open. Schools are open. Everything is open. Why are you cherry-picking about the business people that only engage with a few?
Okay, so it means you're not understanding the position. The borders are open and there are regulations and rules as to who crosses the border. It's for business permit holders. Business is open. And I'm saying when the borders are open and there are people allowed to cross the border, if you look at them, they keep their social distancing. It is difficult to keep the same during an election period. And again, in schools, teachers have been mandated in making sure the kids are keeping social distancing. And where they fail, it does not mean that the government must fail too. So in other words, there's no cherry picking here. People are coming via planes, and the ones who are saying they're business people, they're not going to make a queue to do their business. Some of the businesses are in the mines, which have been open even since March. So in other words, our economy has to be catered for while we cater for our health as well.
Thank you very much.
But we cannot be careless and let the two run together. The country would suffer.
Thank you very much. Your last word to Mr. Ntini, just a few seconds.
I think it's obvious that Zimbabwe is wide open. They can say it's only for businesses. People are eventually, it might be a week or two, people are going to come in. The tourists are allowed to come to Zimbabwe. And the fact that they say they're going to test your temperature or your test you for COVID upon arrival, what if I met someone that has COVID that very day that I crossed over to Zimbabwe? There is no way. It's either Zimbabwe should shut down altogether. You can say you cannot have the elections, but oh, we are open for people to come in.
I think we've come to the end of our program. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Nomani Sithole, a human rights lawyer, Mr. Tawanda Tsokora of the MTC Alliance, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, and independent political commentator Busani Ngosontini. Thanks so much, gentlemen. Wish you are going to join another show next time. Marvelous.
I want to note that we are going to talk to you about Nasi. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye. Ndiri mu Washington. Tosangana zvakare mangwana. Let's talk. Ngaiti kurukurei.
Bye-bye.